18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop rushing like hell and remember all's not what it seems to be. Well, there's fellas would cut you for the coat on your back or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, me young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this wee note to me brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and me father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spend my life working this dirty old ground for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And sure, maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed in Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the rain. Well, my poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short parkway through the flatlands of Brooklyn to me uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, the short and the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shut down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plans, never forget, be a proud Irishman. So I went down to Nellie's beside Farnham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow some money from Phil on the side, and all the bright flowers and brass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I caught me a train, and I boarded a plane, and I found myself back in the US again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. My kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York.